With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It took a long time, almost 5 years, but the feds say they now have the man who planted pipe bombs outside Democratic and Republican national headquarters in Washington, D.C.
We are finally able to make an arrest of an individual by the name of Brian Cole. As the Attorney General has indicated, he is arrested for transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce, as well as the attempted malicious destruction by means of explosive materials.
D.C.'s U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, the 30-year-old, due in court later today. The explosives, which did not detonate, were planted on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. It's a victory for Republicans, a Supreme Court allowing Texas to move ahead with a new congressional map in next year's election.
In a legal victory for the Trump administration, justices on the high court allowed the redistricting plan, despite a lower court ruling that the map likely discriminates on the basis of race. The map is favorable to Republicans and was pushed by President Trump. The Supreme Court's order puts that lower court ruling blocking the map on hold, at least until after the high court issues a final decision in the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Southern Command announces another strike against a suspected drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific following a pause of close to 3 weeks. Four men were killed in the attack, which the military says took place along a known narcotic smuggling route. The Justice Department has failed to secure a new indictment against New York's Attorney General Letitia James after a judge dismissed the previous mortgage fraud prosecution. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 22 points. NASDAQ futures 60 points higher. This is SRN News. A new poll charts America's reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it reveals that nearly one-third of adults took some kind of action in the wake of Kirk's murder. Barna says, quote, amongst those who did act, spiritual responses dominated. 18% reported taking a spiritual action, while just 5% took a political action. Another 6% said they had taken both. The poll also finds that those most affected by Kirk's death are the youngest Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government's accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria had been on the State Department list before, but President Biden lifted the designation in 2023 in what observers saw as a way to improve ties between the countries ahead of a visit by then-Secretary of State Blinken. SRN News. One of the longest-standing streaks in pro sports has finally ended.
LeBron James' streak of 1,297 consecutive double-digit scoring games has ended. On Thursday night, the NBA's career points leader scored only 8 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' 123-120 win over the Toronto Raptors.
I won't make that a habit, though.
James had a chance to extend the streak on the final possession, but passed the ball to Rui Hachimura. Hachimura's three-pointer sealed the win as time expired.
I'll just make the right play. That's all that matters. Win, lose, or draw. You make the right play of the game, guys. I'm always giving back to me.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
A federal vaccine advisory committee is delaying a vote on whether newborns should still get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. More details, SRNnews.com.